Welcome to the Stand Firmly in His Grace Praise and Worship Program. We hope that it will be uplifting to your soul and provide you with the spiritual food needed to grow strong in your faith. For more information about this program and our online ministry, please visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. As the pilgrims celebrated their first Thanksgiving, they remembered their hardships by starting a tradition that my family continues to use to this day. That tradition is the gift of the 5 kernels of corn. I will not go through it in detail. There's a message and podcast in our blog that goes through that tradition. The purpose of the tradition is to focus our thoughts on God who provided the bountiful harvest and to specifically remember those gifts given by God. Today, I'll be looking at the 4th kernel of corn, which reminds us of God's gift of people who love us dearly. These are people who understand the true nature of love. It is a love that is given unconditionally and lasts for eternity. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, describes that love like no one else. In the New Living Translation, that chapter is entitled, Love is the Greatest. Very fitting and covers exactly what love means. Starting with verse 4, Paul writes this about love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. When you look closely at Paul's definition of love, you realize that he may have written it, but God penned those words long before Paul set pen to paper. God's love for us is truly everlasting. It is truly patient. It is truly enduring. It cannot be wiped away or toppled over by waves or wind. It remains when all else has been scattered to the 4 corners. But the most important thing about this kind of love is that it's unconditional. Look at verse 5. Paul writes, It, being love, does not demand its own way. To me, that truly is unconditional. God's love for us is completely undeserved and is given to us unconditionally. That means it's up to us to accept it. He does not force us to love Him. From the scriptures, we know that God loved us before we loved Him. This sort of love is alien to most, but the Bible has a great example of that love. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, we see that sort of love between 2 friends, David and Jonathan. Let me read to you, starting with verse 1, what love really means. As soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan loved David as he loved his own soul, and their souls were knitted together. Later you see Jonathan declaring a covenant to David, and then he gives him his clothes, armor, and sword. This love is deeply profound and is more than just a bond of mere friendship. This sort of love goes to the core of the soul, and lives are woven together. God's love for us is like this, and is so much more. We are His, and His alone. We belong to Him. God is our refuge, rock, and fortress. It is His love that sustains us daily. When you look closely at the items that Jonathan gave to David, you realize that those gifts were very expensive. Swords required craftsmen to make. Many hours were needed to forge them. The same holds true for the armor. So Jonathan gave things to David to protect him and were very valuable. God does the same for us. He provides all things that we need to live, including people who would give us the shirts off their backs. These are people who make major impressions in our lives and keep us focused on the best and greatest parts of love. Paul writes in verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. Love never gives up. It never loses faith and remains hopeful. It endures when things seem lost. Under no circumstance does love fail. The love that God gives us is truly unfailing. He never gives up on us when we depart from the straight and narrow path of righteousness. He is there to help us return to Him. We, like the prodigal son, are welcomed back to the family by the embrace of God's strong, everlasting arms. He does not disown us or fail to love us when we slip and fall. His grace is there to catch us and help us. This world barely has an understanding of this sort of love. It is only through the examples like David and Jonathan that we even have the most elementary understanding of this unconditional, strong love for one another. Paul closes 1 Corinthians chapter 13 with a very simple sentence, but it reminds us that love is eternal. Reading from verse 13, Paul writes, "Three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. These gifts from God will indeed last forever. Friends who encourage and love us daily remind us of God's love. They demonstrate it daily by giving to us when we are going through tough times. They would do anything to help us. That truly is love perfected. Our God, who is able to knit together friends who love one another, is a God who is everlasting. Just like that eternal love, Elohim, which is Hebrew for the everlasting God, is everlasting and will always be there, just as He was when we were first being knitted together in the wombs of our mothers. And He is always there every step of our life's journey. With God's love always there for us and given unconditionally, we know that we can stand firm in His grace." As we end today's message, we once again thank you for listening to our Sunday message. We hope that you found this message uplifting and has strengthened you spiritually for the week ahead. If you would like more messages and words of faith, hope, and love, you can access our website at www.standfirminhisgrace.com or by typing www.sfihg.com. If you're on Facebook, you can visit our page at www.facebook.com/standfirminhisgrace. If you have Twitter, you can follow our tweets by visiting twitter.com/SFIHG Ministry. This ministry is supported by the prayers and donations of our faith family and grace partners. If you would like to donate to this ministry, please use the donate button on our website. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you always.